Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply basic training. Basic training. In the military, the term basic training has a relevance because before a soldier is allowed to go into combat, before that soldier is even allowed to be called a private, that soldier has to go basic training. They learn everything from how to shine shoes and make their bed and put a rifle together, fire that weapon. They learn how to hike, how to march, every single thing they need to know how to do. They learn it in basic training. And it's only when they complete basic training that they're allowed to officially be called a soldier. Well, the basic training principle has a relevance in this Christian life because we should all seek to have those basic elements of understanding because we too are soldiers in this journey. Remember, the Bible says in 2 Timothy 2 and 3 that we should endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Then we discover in 2 Peter 3 and 18 that we should grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the basics that we need to have as successful saints in Christ are those things we must embrace at all times. In our basic acronym, we're going to outline the five key elements, five key components that we need to embrace in order to be strong in Christ. That B reminds us of the importance of building our faith. Yes, my friends and neighbors, just like a house is built one brick at a time, a car is built one part at a time, our faith must be developed step by step and day by day. You remember when in the Bible, Jude 1 and 20, the Bible says that we must build ourselves up on our most holy faith. Then we see a parallel between strong and weak faith in Romans 4 and 20 because the Bible declares that Abraham was strong in faith, giving glory to God, that he didn't stagger at the promise of God through unbelief. Yes, my friends and neighbors, there is a basic function of building our faith. How do we do it? Well, first, recitation. This is the process of reciting scriptures every single day, reciting positive things about yourself. Remember, the Bible says that the weak say, "I am strong." Yes, my friends and neighbors, we've got to say and declare we are winners. We are successful. Our businesses will prosper. Our lives are better than ever. We can overcome all obstacles. The more we recite, the more we'll believe. The more we believe, the more we build our faith. Remember the importance of meditation. Spend time thinking about the word and how it applies to your life. Remember, the Bible says in Psalms 1 and 3 that we're meditating on the word day and night, and then we're like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we should meditate on the word and then saturate ourselves with all the goodness we can find, from the books we read, to the websites we visit, to the apps we download, to the movies we watch. All those things, my friends and neighbors, should be reinforced, and we should saturate ourselves with all the goodness we can find. Remember, the Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 6 that we should write the word down and talk about it in our houses, and when we walk by the way, when we lie down, and when we rise up. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it is important to make sure that we're building up our faith. That A in our basic acronym reminds us to adjust our attitude. Yes, my friends and neighbors, there's an old saying that attitude determines altitude, that how we act determines how high we rise. And yes, we can all make attitude adjustments. Remember, even in temptations, James 1 and 2 says we should count it all joy. And remember in Psalms 32 and 11, we're encouraged to be glad in the Lord and rejoice and shout for joy. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we should all have an attitude adjustment. We've got the capacity to approach situations recognizing that we're always going to win. See, a bad attitude is developed from the expectation of a bad outcome. If we don't expect a bad outcome, we can't have a bad attitude. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can rejoice knowing that we're always going to be victorious, just like the Bible declares in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57, that thanks be to God that gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. That S says schedule everything. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the key to self-discipline is creating and keeping strict schedules. As our basic mechanism in training, we've got to schedule even our time with God. Remember Ecclesiastes 3:1. To everything there is a season, a time to every purpose under heaven. The Bible also says in Luke 4:16 that Jesus went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. This was his habit. It was a part of his schedule. Mark 1:35 reveals that Jesus had a time to spend a long time with God. The Bible says he rose up a great while before the day, went out into a solitary place, and there he prayed. Let me ask you, my friends, do you have a time to pray? Do you have a time set aside to praise the Lord? Do you have time set aside for Bible study? Time set aside to rejoice? Time set aside to saturate ourselves in the goodness of God? It's a worthwhile endeavor. The I in our basic acronym says invest in ourselves. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we've got to spend the time to grow our minds, our bodies, and our souls. Remember, the Bible tells us to study to show ourselves approved unto God in 2 Timothy 2:15. Then we discover that Peter and John invested their time with Jesus because the Bible says that the men marveled and took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Are you investing in yourself enough time with the Lord? Are you pouring your effort and energy into becoming better and better in the knowledge of him? My friends, we've got to make that investment. Athletes invest in their bodies, scholars invest in their minds, and Christians have to invest in our souls. Yes, my friends and neighbors, last but not least, that C reminds us of the importance of continuous improvement. Yes, my friends, we've got to continuously improve. See, this Christian life is not an instantaneous journey. On the contrary, it's a continuous one. It's one where we get better and better and better every day. Our character improves. Our conduct improves. Our creativity improves. Our inward man improves. The Bible says the inward man is renewed day by day in 2 Corinthians 4:16. In Romans 12:2, we discover that we should not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can master the art of basic training and become great soldiers in Christ Jesus. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.